Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. The city pays final respects to former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Carrick today. 1010 Winds' Glenn Chuck with the story in this report from St. Pat's.
And the early preparations here for the mass at 10 this morning. We're told Mayor Adams is going to be here. He was friends with Bernie Carrick for 3 decades. Now, of course, Rudy Giuliani will be here as well. He's been very emotional about the loss of his friend.
My closest friend and my brother, who saved my life, Bernard J. Carrick, passed away.
He saved Giuliani's life. In fact, as the first of the Twin Towers was falling back on 9/11, Bernie Carrick dying at the age of 69.
1990 until now. He was a hero police officer. More decorated than any, or certainly than most.
So what we learned about the service here this morning at St. Pat's is that Cardinal Dolan will greet the casket as it arrives here, but we're told he's not going to be presiding over the mass. Now, Bernie Carrick will be laid to rest in the cemetery in New Jersey this afternoon. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Outside St. Patrick's Cathedral.
It was a wild night at Jones Beach. State Park police say they broke up a crowd of about 500 young people there last night, apparently on a senior cut day. This happened just before 6:30 at the Central Mall. State police say a large crowd of mostly teens had gathered there, and they had to be dispersed with the help of a Nassau police helicopter. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was arrested. The gathering came a week after Long Beach closed their beaches after getting word that students from Long Island and New York City were planning to cut class and meet there. A broad daylight shooting in the Bronx left 2 17-year-old boys wounded yesterday, both said to be innocent bystanders. This happened around 1:15 at East 176th Street and Anthony Avenue in the Mount Hope section. Surveillance video shows a gunman just casually walking up and opening fire.
It's unfortunate, really. I probably know them. I live in this building for a long time. You know, I probably know the kids.
Resident talking to Channel 4 there. One boy was hit in the arm, one in the neck. Both are expected to recover. Police are still looking for the suspect. That Mexican Navy ship that hit the Brooklyn Bridge in a deadly mishap last month is being towed down the East River today. River will be closed to traffic this morning so the Cuauhtémoc can be moved. It was on a global goodwill tour when it slammed into the span, snapping its mast, killing 2 crew members and injuring more than a dozen. Some sailors were left dangling from harnesses high in the air. Ship's been docked at Pier 36 on the Lower East Side. Now, with the Coast Guard, NYPD Harbor, and private salvage partners involved, it'll be taken to the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Towing's expected to start around 6:45 and end around 8 a.m. The East River will be closed between the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges from 6:30 to 8 a.m. for that event. Candidates for public advocate took their turn on the debate stage last night, squaring off in a PIX 11 debate. Incumbent Jumaane Williams and State Assembly member Jennifer Rajkumar vying for the Democratic nomination. Latest PIX 11 Emerson poll shows Williams with a strong lead, 56% of first choice votes to 15% for Rajkumar. One local congressman wants President Trump to take Haiti off his travel ban list. This week, the president issued an executive order banning people from a dozen countries from visiting the U.S. Haiti listed along with places like Afghanistan, Yemen, and Iran. Republican Mike Lawler, who represents Rockland and part of Westchester, says the ban will only deepen the suffering of Haitians, especially people with strong ties to the U.S.
The United States can help play an integral role in addressing some of the challenges on the ground, including the gun trafficking that is emanating from the U.S. Into Haiti.
The ban is set to take effect Monday at 12:01 a.m. In addition to the outright ban on visitors from a dozen countries, people from seven others face restrictions. New Jersey residents about to get a break on their electric bills. Governor Murphy announced a plan to deduct at least $100 from every bill in the state, up to $250 for low-income households.
The people of New Jersey are being battered by the rising cost of energy. And by the way, this is not unique to New Jersey. You can look all around the country right now, and certainly all around this region, and see that we are not alone.
He says the state will provide over $430 million in direct relief. The move comes as newly approved rate hikes were set to take effect. Murphy says it's only a short-term solution, though, and the state will work for a longer-term way to reduce energy costs. Two Long Island high schools have won an extension from the state for their mascots.
It's been a huge fight for some school districts on the island to keep their mascots. One is Massapequa, the Chiefs. Another is the Wantagh Warriors. Superintendent of Wantagh Schools John McNamara says the state gave them one extra year to change the name, but the residents hope that name will stay.
There are other school districts in New York State that use the nickname Warriors. They're allowed to continue to use the name Warriors because our district, a Native American image, is associated with the name. They're telling us that we can't use the name.
The Secretary of Education came to Long Island last week and says the mascot ban violates civil rights.
Making all these changes is extremely expensive, over $700,000.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Sean Diddy Combs' latest ex-girlfriend took the stand in his trial yesterday with a story much like earlier testimony.
This witness is going by the name of Jane. She was seeing Sean Diddy Combs from 2021 up until his arrest in 2024. She first met him in Miami, describing him as charming, larger than life. They went away together, but it was just months later that he wanted to introduce another man into their sexual relationship. Jane put her head in her hands as she described their first hotel night. It wasn't called a freak-off, but the activity was the same. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's back to work today for the jury in Harvey Weinstein's retrial. The panel of seven women and five men spent all day yesterday deliberating without a verdict. They asked to hear a readback of testimony from two of the disgraced movie mogul's accusers and to see medical records from one of the women. They are considering two counts of criminal sex act and one of rape against Weinstein, whose original conviction was overturned last year. He's pled not guilty and denied wrongdoing. Weinstein also has been convicted of sex charges in Los Angeles. Well, that big Nintendo Switch 2 release didn't go quite as planned at a Staten Island store.
Gamers got a surprise they weren't expecting when they went to pick up their brand new Nintendo Switches bright and early.
I tried to wipe it off, something was on, then I felt the texture, and it clicked. I looked at the box, and it lined up with the puncture holes.
Joe Pozzolano says he noticed right away it looked like something took a stab at his screen.
I got it. I went home. I saw the holes. It was cracked. I called them. I came back, and they're replacing it now.
But the good news, GameStop is fixing the situation, giving everyone impacted brand new Nintendo Switches plus some goodies.
Yeah, they gave me a brand new one, and they gave me like a collection item, cool, which is a nice little add-on, so I really appreciate that, yeah.
GameStop employees here are making sure all of the customers get exactly what they paid for. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mariners Harbor, Staten Island.
Now, response from Nintendo includes the following statement. We've addressed a unique case of staples damaging Switch 2 screens isolated to one store. They say replacements have been offered and staplers have been confiscated. Summer reading season has arrived. The New York Public Library, Brooklyn Public Library, and Queens Public Library have launched their Summer at the Library Reading Festival. Brooklyn's Fritzi Bodenheimer says the goal is to get kids to read for fun.
When we start off at the beginning of the summer like this, we just hope people will get to know us a little better, get to see all the different resources that we offer, get to know a librarian, and maybe even, you know, pick out a book that you're ready to read as soon as school is out.
The event, sponsored by the New York Life Foundation, includes a series of events for children and teens, as well as adults.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.